Law enforcement officers will tell you, and your prosecutors, that 40% of all guns sold in America, there's no background check. 40%. 60% of the purchasers go through a background check. And you hear these guys say, well, this won't stop bad guys from trying to buy guns. Guess what? They're wrong. Since the system is in place, 2 million people have been denied the right to purchase a gun because they're a felon or other disqualified person. So what does that say about the 40% who aren't checked? Somewhere between 40 and 50,000 more. If the percentages are right, are buying guns who shouldn't have them. Shouldn't we do something about that? Again, it's pretty basic. And I won't bore you with all the statistics, because especially the legislators are here that know, the senators and assemblymen, they know the numbers. States like yours that now have tough gun laws and others, 34% fewer women murdered by their husbands or significant others by the gun. The list goes on. One of the other things we recommended, we know that there are those criminals trafficking in gun enterprises. They're multi-million dollar operations, but there's no federal law. There's no federal gun statute, no trafficking statute. So what happens now is you're going to find, as you pass the same law, people are going to be coming up from the South, from Virginia, with guns that are not permitted in your state. They're going to be sold here. They're going to cross state lines. They're going to come from other parts of the country. And one of the ways this happens is you got a lot of people going out, what they call straw purchasers. People who do pass the background check, but are in collusion with the middleman, who go out and buy multiple guns, sell them at a profit. The middleman is usually able to own a gun as well, and he then sells them to the syndicates, and they sell them to the gangbangers. In one of the meetings I had, there was a woman advocate who was a teacher. She said she was in her classroom. This was just about a month and a half ago. And they asked the fourth grade students, where can you buy a gun? The little boy raised his hand, oh, I can show you the black truck. The black truck outside. Ask any of your law enforcement people. There's a black truck in every neighborhood, tough neighborhood. And they get those guns through straw purchasers. It only makes sense to write a federal law that makes trafficking a federal crime, provides stiff sentences. It only makes sense to give law enforcement the tools they need to stop this from happening. That's how we keep guns out of the wrong hands. There are other fairly basic things we know we could do to cut down on crime committed by the use of a gun. Put more cops in the street. The evidence is clear. It works. Since the so-called Biden crime bill was passed, putting 100,000 cops in the street, violent crime has dropped by 33% across the nation. And because of the recession, there are fewer cops in the streets now than we proposed. And that's why we're calling for putting another 5,000 cops back on the street. 15,000 badges are in drawers, as the governor can tell you. All we're asking for is put 5,000 back on the street. We also know it makes sense to make our schools safer. That's why school resource officers make sense, whether it's a sworn shield or a trained counselor. It makes sense. We also know it makes sense to train teachers to recognize those warning signs of serious mental illness, not for them to act, but for them to get help. Because you know what the greatest need for mental health is in this country? Kids between the ages of 16 and 24. And if you spot these psychoses very early on, they can get help. We can change lives and save lives. We know it makes sense to expand access to mental health care so affordable care is available to kids at risk and so they get the treatment they need. That's why we propose to train 5,000 new mental health professionals for schools. All these things are just straightforward, sensible notions, nothing particularly innovative. And every one of them, the American people strongly support what we're proposing. I want to say it again. The American public is so far ahead of the Congress, they can't understand. One of the moms at the breakfast, I will not identify her because I don't have permission to do that, who lost her daughter, and she was asking me, what do I say to Senator so-and-so? And I said, well, tell him your story. He said, how can you understand? And she stood there and she said something that froze everybody. She said, my little girl was hiding in the bathroom, and he shot her. He shot her through the heart. You know, folks, I constantly hear how people, and a lot of you are sophisticated politically. You know, you hear about how this is a dangerous vote for people to cast. This can cost someone their seat. Well, it's time for the American, for the members of Congress to stand up like your legislators did, and in the same way that the governor did. I've been around long enough to remember the lure for the longest time, and you all know it. Joe Tidings got beat on guns. You can't take on guns and survive. Senator Clark of Pennsylvania lost in 66. Joe Clark, you can't take on guns in Pennsylvania and survive. Well, things have changed. All we're asking these guys to do is exercise the same degree of courage and judgment you did. The leadership of your governor, Maryland's become a model. It's time for these men and women to stand up like you did and not only look the NRA in the eye, but look those family members in the eye and vote. It's time for reasonable, common sense measures for the American people to see that. And you'll soon find that the Congress will end up being where the American people are. We'll soon find out whether Congress is ready to embrace our better angels, or whether they stand in the way of the best instincts of the American people. As I said, your governor and your legislature embraced those better angels. They stood up. They stood tall. Your governor did the right thing. You did the right thing. We owe you for that. It will not be the first time a state or states have led the federal government. We will prevail, I promise you. The American people will prevail. We may not get it this week, but we will prevail. And it'll be no small part because many of you in this room, led by this governor, who had the guts and courage to ask you to do something that was considered verboten in the past.